Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, dictating an aspirin report on patient Alvin Lam, date of birth 5/6/1964, date of procedure May 29, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, referring physicians, Dr. Sonali Kumar. Procedure performed esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is mid-epigastric abdominal pain, colorectal cancer screening, description of procedure, informed consent of pain, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of miscegenation. This is a moment to explain to the patient. The patient is brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in the lateral position, today is pre-anesthesia services, moral anesthesia care, while lubricated wounds for your gastric opus, introduced into the esophagus, and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the bottom. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion is duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus. Right reflex uses and the cardiac air resection from the stomach before withdrawal scope. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated ulnar sphincter colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, cecal valve, and confluence of folds. Careful examination made of the cecum, cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, second colon, and rectum. Right reflex uses and the rectum, period, Boston bowel prep score is graded as a... Cobb, good prep. The patient saw the procedure well done. Any complications? Findings? Head upper endoscopy, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 39 centimeters. The Z-line was mildly irregular at 39 centimeters from the right block with evidence of LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis, biopsies are obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation and histology. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Evidence of diffuse gastric erythema, biopsies are obtained in the anterior body separately for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum overall appeared unremarkable to D2 portion, common biopsies are obtained in D1, D2 for further evaluation, especially for celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, Boston bowel prep score is greater than 7, 2-3-2, comma, good prep. Next line, there were two cecal sessile polyps. Period one was approximately 8 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other was approximately was diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time there was an ascending colon sessile polyp that was diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time there was approximately 10 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next time there was a diminutive hepatic flexure sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 8 millimeter transverse colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive rectosigmoid sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoid noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, recommend taking PPI daily. We'll prescribe pantoprazole 40 milligrams to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast for 8 weeks. Next line, avoid NSAIDs, anti-reflux precautions were explained. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled.